Van Hollen came out against the bail bonds proposal this week, citing the strong opposition from judges and district attorneys that surfaced after the proposal was inserted in the state budget. He told reporters from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the current system in Wisconsin for assuring that defendants show up in court is working and doesn't need to be fixed. Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm says Van Hollen's opposition adds clout to the almost unanimous opposition to the proposal from judges and DAs across the state.
I don't know of any judge that believes that this is a good system, and I doubt very, very many of them would use it. There might be some very, very rare select cases where it might be beneficial, but there's alternatives in the system already that address those issues.
Chisholm says he'd like to have cash bail of any kind removed from the pretrial process. But Dennis Bartlett of the Virginia-based American Bail Coalition says he thinks judges will grow to like the system once they're allowed to use it, especially since there is a financial incentive for the court.
For every surety bond that's posted, the surety has to post a 3% of the face of the bond. So for a $10,000 bond, they post with the court an additional fee of $3,000. So for every bond that the judge does not post that's not a surety bond, they're losing 3%.
Governor Walker vetoed this proposal the last time it appeared in the budget, but he's given no hint whether he'll do the same when he issues his vetoes and signs the budget, which he has pledged to do before the end of the week. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.